I'm a supervisor.
Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, August the 15th, 238th day of the new year. Yeah, it's him, and yeah, he's still his supervisor, Rex Bone. Hey, dude.
Good morning. How you doing?
Week and a half in, and people are already wondering how long is it going to take, huh?
The recall hasn't started yet.
This afternoon, we'll kind of do our intro show, who's Rex, why Rex, and this time, I get to interact with him. So, it'll be, who is this guy? We'll find out when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see, I was looking for one from Gandhi. Didn't quite find it. How about, oh boy. No, that name is way too long. Homer. I got Homer. He lost his last name somewhere. Hateful to me as the gates of Hades is the man who hides one thing in his heart and speaks another. Just laying the groundwork here, man. Laying the groundwork.
So it wasn't Simpson we were talking about.
No. Not Bart or Homer. Well, kind of a weird situation. You came in a little bit early. The thing that I found most intriguing, and Jimmy commented on it last week, is that other than when Anna Sparks and Paul Kirk had kind of run together at the hip as Anna's replacement in the late 70s, early 80s, he had commented that there was very little kumbaya pass through knowledge and information from one supervisor to another. I found that really intriguing and disappointing that you were the beneficiary of Jimmy and running together for a while. How much did that make it easier?
It made it quite a bit easier. We are different individuals, obviously, but we tend to know a lot of people, and we tend to care about our communities. But Jimmy was, I would say, probably starting in February, March, as I was campaigning. I started doing some interaction with him, and he actually, during a flooding day in March, he says, hey, let's go take a drive, Rex. I want to show you some of the problem areas. So he was very open to meeting, and as he will was with my other candidates that ran against me, because I know they were meeting with him also. But Jimmy and I had a pretty good bond. And know a lot of the same people. So it was a big step forward for me, and especially after I had won the election, we started doing quite a bit of stuff together, almost on a 3-4 times a week, and he was forwarding everything to me. And there was also the medical issue that they wanted to address, and he was saying there was a very good chance, and he had talked to me a little bit about it before the election about, you know, I'm not sure where my doctor, with stress and the workload and with his treatments, how he could, you know, rebound and keep himself physically up.
So there was a little foreshadowing then.
There was a little bit of foreshadowing. I mean, my training period of being able to watch, you know, like everybody else at home on the couch, watch the meetings at 8 o'clock on, you know, whatever night and kind of take notes and, you know, things like that. And then start hitting the ground in January. Well, that kind of went by the wayside, and I probably couldn't have done it. I mean, I talk to Jimmy on a daily basis now, and so we're dual on a lot of emails, so he can comment on them also.
The cool thing that I see outside looking in is that when it's, well, like when Dave Tyson's gone, when Dwayne stepped down, any of the turnovers of staff or in other situations, normally it's somebody not wanting to influence the next guy. You know, it's your game now, it's your shop now, it's your city now. I don't want to influence unduly anything. I'm there as a resource, but you have to really make contact to me. I won't volunteer too much. I don't sense that with Jimmy. I think
no.
He's a partner. He may not be there with you, but I sense that you guys are locking shoulders and you're going down the road together for this transition period.
If I didn't want it, he wouldn't be there. But I really, the knowledge, I mean, the institutional knowledge of 12 years, the resource, I mean, the volumes, he gave me his contact list and it looked like, you know, looked like a dictionary. I mean, all these, you know, acronymic agencies of, you know, fish and game, wildlife, all these different things, but they're all great contacts. And I may not need them for 6 months, but if I can just call and say, hey, what about? And that's been great. And he's been so good about it. And I think that this transition, be it out of the ordinary coming in, you know, five and a half months early and things like that. I can't say enough about staff. I mean, the clerk of the board and the deputy clerks and stuff, they have opened their arms and have helped me so much. And then all the way with Philip Smith Haynes and his staff have been so helpful. And I've, you know, it is a completely different animal coming out of the private sector into the public sector. The wheels turn a little bit different, I think.
What's that, about 45 degrees instead? Yeah.
They go round and round. And I don't want to say slower. I don't want to say anything else. It's more methodical and things like that.
It's different.
Yeah, and I've...
So how, being somebody who is accustomed to getting your hands around something, getting it done quickly, timely, efficiently, how are you going to throw those rocket jets into reverse and slow it up so you don't have the frustration and the progress, instead of wrapping it up this weekend, is incremental, step at a time?
Well, and it's not as much getting it done. I also don't want to offend anybody on staff or in public works or anywhere saying, hey, what about, you know, what about, why isn't that done or anything like that? Because there's such a backlog of things to do, and it's you've got...
But the pace is significantly different.
The pace is different. It's not that there's so much to do is what the pace is. You know, they're not just making one widget. We're covering everybody that makes a widget and who they make the widgets for. So there's so many different aspects to it. And it's been really interesting, to say the least. It's been very educational. And again, I think what I need to do is something, you know, 180 for me is I have to listen quickly and speak a little slower so I can see what's going on.
There's a phrase I'm using now. I forget where. Last couple of weeks I was exposed to it. Tip of the iceberg. Everything is tip of the iceberg. And to make a decision based on the tip, whoops,
yeah,
you may be missing a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're not leading into a global warming thing with icebergs,
no.
Are we?
No. We don't do that. Tip of the iceberg.
That was just,
we could come up with another analogy.
No, there's a litany of them.
Yeah, well, and that Ferndale Valley reference thing would probably come into play and get you into a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll avoid that. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Salt River and some of the cool stuff that's going on.
Salt River. But
when we come back.
When we come back.
Slow down. That listening thing.
Think.
Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, as you're looking at some of the legacy projects that Jimmy kind of put into momentum, Salt River was one. I don't know how long he'd been working on. I know that we've been talking about it for a long time. And I think anybody who doesn't go back significant times or just is weird and likes history, doesn't know the history of Salt River, doesn't know Port Canyon, doesn't know that these used to be navigable bodies of water.
Hauled lumber out of them.
Things are different now, and to try to take them back to what was natural would probably take not an act of Congress, but an act of God. So just even trying to get something back is hugely long in getting this done, and yet something's getting done.
It is, and I was at a meeting at the Resources District just yesterday, and they announced that all the stakeholders have signed on. It is official. Now they're going to send it, and that was one of the prerequisites for the Coastal Commission. And Jimmy has worked on this for 17 years. I think it has been in progress for 30. And this legacy project, this has been one of his deals. And yesterday at the resource at their meeting, they handed out little caterpillars to everybody that was involved. And little caterpillars.
Expecting him to turn into moths?
Little baby tractors.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And they gave one to everybody, and I got one as the first district supervisor, and I left the meeting and drove it up to Jimmy's house and put it on his porch. I haven't called him and told him why. No, I just let him. I said somebody left a toy on his front porch.
Yeah.
But I mean, he has worked so hard to get everybody signed off to alleviate everybody's fears. And you're right. With they used to navigate it, and now
you don't even see it.
Well, a 50 year storm turns into a 100 year incident now. And the flooding is terrible. Port Kenyon, I've been out there for 3 neighborhood meetings. And Port Kenyon actually has water still standing on their road in a couple places right now, and we haven't had rain in 3 weeks. I mean, there are some serious, serious drainage issues, and Public Works has gone out and done some diking and trying to alleviate, and culverts are always plugging. But
so is that driven purely by the salt or the silt and the lack of blowing out the system, so to speak, with the floods?
I would say pretty much it seems like. And for somebody that hasn't been involved, I've got to go to like 5 meetings. So to speak like it, there's volumes of this stuff. The comment was made that there is a rental storage unit full of documentation and 6 filing cabinets. So, I mean,
that's frightening.
And in the old days, you talk to the guys how they used to go down with their tractors and clean it out themselves, and everybody would have a barbecue afterwards. Well, in this day and age, I mean, we have to go through so many agencies, and every group wants a little to make sure that their part of the puzzle is put in place properly. So it looks like we're finally there. It looks like it's going to be put out to bid. I think it's going to be put out to bid in December, January, and probably start work in May. And it's going to be a bigger part.
What does this thing look like? I know Jimmy had shared some time ago. It's my takeaway was that it's not going to be what it was historically. It's going to be something less than that, but something.
It's going to be, you're right, it'll never be. We're not going to haul lumber out of Port Kenyon and things like that anymore. But what it's going to do is it goes to a lot of, I think there's 43 stakeholders, property holders that had to sign on to this as this flows. And basically it's to run the water that would naturally go to help it naturally go back to where it was going eventually and into the Eel and alleviate some of this road flooding, property flooding. And the other thing is the tidal influences, so you don't get the salt, you know, it doesn't affect the grazing lands and basically allows the ranchers down there to utilize as much as their property so they don't have to worry about, move cattle at midnight and things
like
that.
So the folks driving over the bridge will probably see Salt Creek.
You'll
rather
see some
Salt River.
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay.
For me to say, I'm talking out, but I think it's still going to be pretty impacted. The numbers I was hearing for loads of material that are going to have to be hauled out are pretty extreme. It's
now, where are they going to go? Because that's got to be good soil.
There are from
guys
what I understand
positioning to buy it.
From what I understand, there are people that could use it for low lying areas, swales on their property and stuff like that. But then they also have to get approval to take this, to be a dump facility for this land. But you're right; it's going to be very, very good soil. You're right; it's going to be good soil, probably some salt content, I guess, hence the name and things like that. But all in all, I think you're going to have a pretty good material that is going to be good for agricultural purposes down the line, and for other to make pastures level that aren't so level. I'm talking what I suspect, not what I know.
Well, and you know, we'll probably have a flood in a year or two, and it'll knock it all out.
100 year storm.
Yeah,
And I think what they're doing, they're building it to 75 year storm standard. I think there are standards being met. I mean, all of these.
You can't
things
go to the 500 anyway.
Yeah. No. Who knows?
The town disappears.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not going to help things out yeah. too much. Yeah. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with newly anointed, crowned, sworn in
at noon, sworn at 12:15.
Yeah. Rex Bone. Did they spell your name right?
They did.
For me, if I ever get weak, okay, I'm going to have him misspell my name just to see who pays attention.
You would be amazed.
On the placard.
You would be amazed how many people send me stuff and spell my name B-O-N-E. They've known me all the way through school and everything else. It's just so easy.
Well, and it's all phonetic.
Yeah, and it is. And there actually used to be a Rex Bones who lived in Humboldt County. Yes. And
O-N-E.
He might be calling right now.
Yeah.
No, but who B-O-N-E-S. And it was kind of funny because when I moved out, my senior, graduated and we moved into an apartment, I had a phone. But when they looked up B-O-H-N, they'd look up B-O-N-E, and must be Rex. So he would tell me how many phone calls he'd answer, and I became really good friends with him and his wife and his family because of this interaction. So.
And your kids aren't named the same, just
no,
to alleviate that ongoing.
No, his daughter's name was Courtney. So
have worked out for you,
no,
would it?
No, not very well. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, boy named Sue.
There you go.
Yeah. And it probably wouldn't have worked out for her either.
Trevor, no, it wouldn't have worked. So, no, but
so as you look at some of the other elements that are out there, you know, this time of the year, normally the new budget's coming in, settling in, everybody's kind of seeing what's going on at the state. They're not dealing with some of the challenges that. Well, that's why you come in the midterm instead of at the beginning of the term. Have you gotten your committee assignments yet? Are you going to just inherit those that Jimmy had and then have to come up to speed with those committees also?
I'll probably inherit a few, and then in January they make new committee assignments, and that'll be, you know, hashed out then. The other, you know, thing, we have the general plan. We have the, you know, just this weekend, next week we start off with a general plan meeting on Monday and then regular board meeting, because the board's been dark the last 2 weeks. This is the time of the year that staff and the other supervisors can take a little bit. So it's been kind of nice. I've been learning without anybody in the office. You know, they come in and out to check on stuff. But
yeah, make sure you're still alive.
Yeah. Well, staff's been there. The other soups have been, they've been working, coming in and out and doing things. But this is basically their dedicated vacation time every year, so they can actually leave without missing a meeting in the county business per se.
I know this was a time when actually vacations were taken.
Yes.
And I would think for somebody new in your seat, it might be a time to reconnect to the district. The fact that you are not native, but also native and know the territory as well as you do. Do you think you're going to have a temptation, perhaps, not to get
no,
out of
I've
the
been,
district
no,
because
I've,
you know everybody and everybody knows you and they have that feeling, or? Are you going to be out there?
Oh, that's the best part of the job. I mean, getting to go out and see what's going on and addressing those situations. I've been to Petrolia 3 times in the last 2 months. I've been to Bear River. I've been all over.
But you didn't have the workload that you have starting last week.
No, it was weekend trip. So, and you're right. And a lot of it trying to catch up. But there's a lot of things. I look forward to that. I mean, there's a lot of issues, road issues. I mean, they're going out to patrol you, Bear River, everywhere. There's
big
road
stunner,
issues.
Huh? Road yeah, issues yeah. In rural Humboldt. Yeah.
And that's a big issue. And, you know, with my wife being from Ferndale, I love the Ferndale Valley. So that's an easy one. We like to go down there. And obviously me being, you know, in the middle of Cutton, I'm there quite a bit. I've been to Fields Landing the last 3 days I've been there. So, I mean, the district in just down in Red Crest last weekend, because now I've picked up, and I was at Scotia this week visiting with some people down there. So, and that's new. That's, you know, so I'm actually a new supervisor completely to them, because Scotia, Red Crest, Holmes, Stafford, along those areas up Monument are now in the first district. So it's that part's been pretty good in getting out and meeting those people.
So when we have issues with the Kika transmitter, I can call you.
Yeah. I won't go fix it, but you
can. Yeah. More of an awareness kind of a thing. Yeah.
Guess what's wrong now?
Yeah. So as you're going through all that stuff, how are you going to develop boundaries so that you're not doing the 100-hour weeks? Because I'm kind of talking to myself too, but you're in that situation. You're working with a bunch of friends. You really like what you're doing. You're accomplishing what you do, but you don't want to burn yourself out. Or, yeah, okay, I'll see you in 3 weeks, dear.
Yeah.
And not have time for refreshing yourself and you know, just going too hard.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, and you find that you always go, wow, I've got three things I have to be to tonight, and you know, you have to choose and pick. Well, and
plus, you're volunteering with the various entities that you work with the auction stuff. You know,
the fun that
provides, but it's still time.
And some of those people are being very acceptable, because there's some that it's just I can't commit to them because I don't know if I'm going to have a committee assignment that night. I mean, first and foremost, the people of the community that have elected me that I have to serve, and that's you know, and the rest of the picture is, you know, making sure the community moves forward. My work with Betty and a myriad of other things, and those are the things I like to do. I like to make a difference, and hopefully, you know, working with the other board members, it's a great board. They've been so accepting, and they've been telling me the little secrets about, you know, don't park there, you know, but don't do this, you know, but. And there are little tricks to the trade with anything you do, and I'm sitting here, you know, with a deer in the headlight looks going, whoa, you know.
That's right. You're not going to be able to go hunting as much either.
In the first district? No.
KINS, news and information time. I love it when these epiphanies happen, and we just all happen to be able to celebrate it. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, news and information time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, some of the different challenges that are out there, this year, I didn't sense that there was a lot of this is my candidate, that's not my candidate kind of thing. But do you still sense, is there a need for some bridge building for the supporters of the other candidates that were running now that you're there and now that things are starting to roll?
Oh, I've done some of that. The ones that I knew, and I've talked to them. And the nice thing about it was I had a lot of supporters and a lot of people I've got to meet since, you know, during that campaign time. And the best part was the door to door. I mean, probably hit anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 homes, and there was there's so many different things you can find out when you go door to door. You know so many, you know, like between Little League and like the auctions and just living here for 53 years.
Yeah, you're not being a moving target.
It's not a very big town, so you tend to know everybody. And you knock on somebody's door and you're looking down and you think that they lived in Myrtletown and they actually live in Humboldt Hill. And you don't know why you had that idea, but so how long you lived here? 35 years. I knew that, yeah. You know. But I think that was kind of neat and going around them. There was a few streets, not very many, but there was a few streets I'd never been on before. I live 5, 6, 7 houses, and there's little clusters around that just are great little, you know, small communities and create little ventures of neighborhood, you know.
So a lot more block parties, huh?
A lot more block parties and stuff.
Well, that could explain why you're driving around with the trailer on the back.
Full of asphalt.
Yeah. Oh, the stuff that we've become accustomed to seeing you involved with. Are you going to be able to keep doing that, or is it that was and maybe time for transition? We were giggling a little bit after Dave Tyson was in on last Friday, and yeah, that he's going to be doing more tractor time. Yeah, things change. I mean, things do change. That evolution, are you ready for it?
Yeah, some of it. I mean, my work at the ball fields and stuff, I mean, that's been 18 years ongoing from when we started it to 18 and a half years. Now it's been open for over 12 years now. The kids have been playing out there. And I enjoy that interaction with the kids and sometimes even the parents, you know. I mean, but that's part of what makes me, I think, and I like that part of it. Some of it, you know, running Redwood Empire Little League, 450 kids and things like that, that's been going back and forth. I always want to be involved. I don't know if I can be president. I've been president for quite a few years and have been heavily involved with that. I don't know if it would be fair to the league nor fair to the community if I did it, because I'd be doing half and half, and that you've got to be around it. The other thing is, I haven't had a child in Little League for 13 years, and yeah.
I thought you were going to say hadn't had a child in 5. Right? Well, hey, now it comes out.
Now we have news, but no, in 13 years. But there's a lot of people involved in our league that don't have kids playing, just because it's kind of nice when you don't have a child involved, because the actual perspective is just what's best rather than what's best, you know. And
you
even
can enjoy the game,
yeah,
and relax.
And I really enjoy it, because I mean, at Little League level, I mean, that's the last almost pure end of baseball, and then the attitudes and everything starts expanding, and you kind of laugh. That's the evolution of baseball, I guess. But I try to convince the kids, you know, you're all going to end up working somewhere. Not a lot of us go pro, so you know, like zero.
Yeah,
but it's that part I like, and so I will probably still be involved to the level I have been. No, because I've made a commitment to work with the community and with the board to make a difference. So,
well, I would think not because you're identified with that one, but with whatever the various causes are, is that people know that you did it in other communities. Can you give us the starter kit? Can you give us the template so we can have whatever it is in our town also? In our community, and kind of syndicate the idea.
And we've done that. I did that with Tim Hooven and the guys up in McKinleyville. I was very, very involved. You'll notice the layout of Hiller Park is a lot like Redwood Fields. The dugouts and stuff, we took a lot of that layout and just moved it to their site and made it work for them. You know, parking lot off the side, snack bar in the middle, the whole nine yards, because we tried it at Redwood Fields and it worked. And now we have, anywhere between 600-700 games a year between soccer, football. I mean, we've got the big bocce ball tournament this weekend. We've got a basketball court that I know you were very familiar with when you and your son, I'd run into you guys on Sundays out there working on stuff. But, I mean, and we have a tot lot, and a lot of good things happen out there. And people have kind of emulated, you know, kind of copied that and find out how you made the money doing it, too.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to keep hearing good stories next time. It's hard tax. It's brass tacks, baby. Thanks for coming by, Rex.
Thanks, Brian.
We've been talking shop with Rex Bone. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Excellent.